Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. Partly cloudy tonight, lows near 60. Full forecast details are coming up. The legislature's Joint Finance Committee is taking its public hearing on the $3 billion Foxconn incentive package on the road. One day after the state assembly approved the bill, it was announced the hearing will be held Tuesday at Gateway Technical College's IMET Center on Renaissance Boulevard in Sturtevant. The hearing is scheduled to begin at 11 a.m. The assembly adopted the bill yesterday with three area Democrats, Corey Mason, Peter Barca, and Todd Onstat, voting with majority Republicans. It still has not been announced which site has been chosen for the sprawling facility. The Racine Public Library's bookmobile time in the village of Sturtevant will be expanding from 2 hours to 4 each week, while adjustments are made elsewhere in the already busy schedule, according to Board of Trustees President James O'Hagan. Library Director Jessica McPhail told board members the amended bookmobile stops would include Knapp School and the Farm and Fleet Lot.
It will be at Knapp School for an hour Wednesday mornings. Then we'll be at the new Renaissance School location, also Wednesday, from 1 to 2. Graceland Gardens, which we will be eliminating, used to be a senior housing, and now it's all ages housing, so the use has dropped. And then on Mondays, we're going to be eliminating Lee's Hardware and Georgetown and going to Blaine's Farm and Fleet from 5:30 to 7:30.
The bookmobile schedule was already full with more than two dozen stops, 6 days and four nights a week. But a Sturtevant survey showed village residents wanted access to library materials mainly Monday evenings. Also being discussed is Sturtevant having its own library site. The Racine Common Council's Committee of the Whole discussion about solid, bulky, green, and brown waste collected this week focused attention on immediate needs with the start of next month's cart collection system, but also pointed out the current Kestrel Hawk landfill has roughly less than 7 years of remaining capacity at this point. City Administrator Jim Palahniuk said discussions with Republic Services, which owns the landfill and is the only disposal site used by the city, indicated about an equal amount of time to site a new landfill if possible. Palahniuk noted that if Kestrel Hawk is deemed full, it's either a new site all ready to go, or the city would have to drive materials further to an existing landfill in the region at greater cost.
As we start thinking about solid waste management in general terms, and as we develop policies and talk about what we're talking about tonight, I thought that it was very important to make that point and to understand that this is a big issue that we have to think about and talk about as we develop these policies, as we think about systems, and as we think about individual personal responsibility for creating waste and disposing of waste.
Racine's cart collection system for solid waste begins September 18th, carts being delivered after Labor Day, with changes also coming for bulky waste as well as yard materials, the latter still in discussion. Former Kenosha County District Attorney Bob Zaff has been recommended for a one-year suspension of his license to practice law by retired Racine County Circuit Court Judge Dennis Flynn, who was the referee in a case alleging misconduct, reference Zaff's handling of evidence in a homicide. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Carco.
The case, for which two men were convicted, received greater attention when a now former police officer, Kyle Bars, admitted planting evidence. Zaff was accused of not taking appropriate action on different levels. Judge Flynn, in addition to recommending that the state Supreme Court suspend Zaff's license, also says he should never again be allowed to prosecute a case in Wisconsin, and he should take classes on legal ethics. Bob Zaff retired earlier this year after 7 years of his second stint as Kenosha DA. I'm Tom Carkle, WRJN News.
Three groups have started a petition drive urging CNN to give equal time to 1st District Congressional candidate Randy Bryce for an event in Racine next Monday night. CNN is hosting a town hall meeting with Congressman Paul Ryan at the Racine Theater Guild. According to a news release, the Working Families Party, Democracy for America, and NARAL Pro-Choice America are calling on CNN and host Jake Tapper to change the format of the program to give Bryce equal time so viewers can hear from both men. The group is also planning to target CNN with a social media blitz on their demand. Kenosha's two public pools will close for the season at the end of the day Sunday. The Anderson Park and Washington Park pools will operate during the regular hours through 5:45 Sunday afternoon. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.